While President Obama travels overseas, his cabinet members are selling the administration's policy initiatives at home. Today in Albuquerque, Attorney General Eric Holder, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano, and Drug Czar Gil Kerlikowske unveiled a new strategy to fight drug trafficking along the southwest border. NPR's Ted Robbins was there.
Attorney General Eric Holder looked around the room at the University of New Mexico and joked that it was filled with people he ought to be meeting with in the nation's capital.
I actually see more people here from Washington than I think I see in D.C.
It took a trip to Albuquerque to get everyone together to announce the National Southwest Border Counter-Narcotics Strategy. It brings together cabinet departments and the White House Office of Drug Control Policy to fight drug trafficking from Mexico. And here's what's new: to fight the flow of guns and money going south into Mexico. DHS Secretary Napolitano says more agents and more technology are moving into place at the border.
Things like scales, so we can measure vehicles to see if they're heavier than they ought to be. Things like scanners. We've added more dog teams, dogs trained to sniff not just drugs, but also guns and bulk cash.
That emphasis was announced a few months ago, but in much less detail. The new strategy also adds more prosecutors for already overburdened U.S. attorneys who will have even more cases to handle. The plan is also heavy on intelligence sharing between DHS, Justice, and the Mexican government. 90% of the cocaine and about half the marijuana in this country comes across the southwest border. But critics say the problem with the new strategy is that its focus is only on the southwest. Renee Sherlin is a professor at Appalachian State and co-author of the book Lies, Damned Lies, and Drug War Statistics.
We're going to crack down on Mexico. We'll be successful at some point. You know, we will be able to limit the amount of drugs coming through Mexico, but they're going to be going somewhere else.
Sherlin says the only way to cut down on illegal drug trafficking is to address the demand for drugs. Drug Czar Kerlikowske agrees. That's why he says the Obama administration has stopped using the term war on drugs.
It is a change. The change in emphasis is to look at this as a public health problem. Law enforcement and prevention and treatment are all big parts of it, but clearly the public health problem is the way we should be viewing this.
But the new border strategy doesn't mention treatment or education. Kerlikowske says that will come when the president's comprehensive drug control policy is announced early next year. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Albuquerque.